You are going to say, Father. Please just pray after me. Say, Father. Please show us mercy. Please show us mercy. Show the body of Christ mercy. Please pray with understanding. Say, Father. Please show the body of Christ in FMC Kefi mercy. Say, Father. Have mercy upon this center. In the name of Jesus. Please go ahead and make that prayer. Cry unto God for mercy over Federal Medical Center, Kefi. I don't need to explain. I just want us to pray. It's a burden in my heart. It's a burden in my heart. I want us to cry unto God. Father, show us mercy. For the sake of your name. Maliko lahashan delemaha. Liko shikapato zendekelemede. Ezokombra latongo shikembregedese. Alikurata pande koloshiande kende kende. Mandalosi freketondi kapanda yaka. Zekura la bageskin talabregedosa. Linda tumbrele konshin telemegedesh. Lord, I pray for mercy over the center in the name of Jesus. Please, Father, show us mercy in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You say, Father, are you tired already? So say, Father, please show us mercy and give us a leader after your own heart to oversee the affairs of this center. One more time, say, Father, in your mercy, raise for us a new medical director that will prosper your cause and the cause of your church in the name of Jesus. I want you to go ahead and pray that prayer. Pray with understanding this morning. Father, in your mercy, raise for us a new leader in this center. Rima mundi kambrege dendo koshata la bagelendo. Evende kende kura bagada shante kola kasande geledesh. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. The Bible says, when the godly is on the throne, the people rejoice. But when the wicked leads, when the wicked is in power, I say the people groan. Enough of groaning. You see, most times as believers, we like to allow things to get bad before we start praying. When things have become so bad, that is when we start praying. But we can start praying to other things so that the things will be alright. In Ezekiel, the Bible says, I sought for a man to stand in the gap and make the hedge between me and these people so that I will not destroy them. He said, I found none. In this center, may the Lord find you. Standing in the gap and interceding for this center in Jesus' name. We are still going to pray for this center. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, in your mercy, restore the glory of Federal Medical Center, Kefi. Father, in your mercy, let the glory of this center be restored. Be restored. Go ahead and pray to God this afternoon. Go ahead and cry unto God. Let there be a restoration of the glory of this center. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, excellent Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. The Lord will show us mercy. The Lord will answer our prayers. The Lord will raise for himself a man after his heart in this center. The Lord will restore the glory of Federal Medical Center, Kefi. And to as many that are saying amen, the Lord will show you mercy. And in his mercy, he will answer all your prayers. Thank you, Heavenly Father. As we look into your word briefly, Father, we ask that you open our eyes to behold wondrous things out of your word. And let your name be glorified in Jesus' name. Celebrate Jesus with a clap offering as you take your seat. God bless you. Thank you so much. Praise the Lord. Amen. Don't worry, I'll be very brief. I will not take more than the time. There's this hymn that I like so much, and I know you like it too. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest spring, but wholly lean on Jesus. Say on Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Is sinking sand. On Sunday, we discussed a topic that we captioned the audacity of faith. The audacity of faith. And we saw in that message that faith is the only thing that pleases God. There is nothing you can do outside of faith that will please God. Hebrews 11 verse 6. He said, without faith, it is what? Impossible to please God. He that cometh to him must believe that he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek. The church has a website. So if you want the full content of that message, you can access it in the church website. I promised that Sunday that I'm going to do a part two of that message during this service. And so we are talking on the same thing, the audacity of faith. But this morning, I want to show us briefly two types of faith I discovered from the Bible. Two types of faith. Two types. Number one is we have productive faith and we have unproductive faith. Unproductive faith and productive faith. Everybody say unproductive faith. Productive faith. Now, unproductive faith is faith that cannot yield result. Faith that does not bear fruit is an impotent kind of faith. It doesn't matter whether the fellow has been in church for donkeys of years, his faith can be unproductive. I don't know about you, but my desire is that my faith will always be productive, that my faith will always yield result. Now, unproductive faith is categorized into two. There are two kinds of unproductive faith. The first, the Bible called it dead faith. James chapter 2 verse 19. Dead faith. Dead faith is an unproductive kind of faith. He said, thou believest that there is one God. Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. The devils believe that there is one God and they tremble. But that does not mean their faith is productive. It doesn't. It doesn't make your faith that you come to church and you believe that there's God and all that does not validate your faith. There's more to productive faith. If you're with me, say amen. Amen. So dead faith is faith also that has no works backed up to it. Faith that has no work. Bible speaking, say faith without work is what? It's dead. Faith without work is dead. When something is dead, that thing is impotent. It means the thing is inactive. It means there's no life to it. The only faith that is productive, that is alive, that is result oriented, is the faith that is living. Any faith that is dead cannot bring result. No matter how the person screams in the place of prayer, no matter how the person sweat and jump in the place of prayer, in as much as that fellow's faith is dead, that faith is unproductive. I pray for somebody, your faith will be alive. Another kind of unproductive faith is what Jesus called little faith. Little faith. Little faith. Little faith is unproductive kind of faith. It's unproductive. Quickly. Matthew chapter 8 verse 26. He said, and Jesus said unto him. Matthew 8, 26. Thank you. And he said unto them, why are ye afraid, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. Little faith is faith that is mixed with fear. And any faith that is mixed with fear is unproductive. Oh, you pray in the place of prayer, you come say, ah, I know even sure say when I pray, say go walk. You are scared. How can this be? Faith that is mixed with fear. You are praying and you go to people say, please pray for me. But you are still so much afraid that this thing will not work. That is little faith. And such faith is unproductive. Turn to somebody by your life. Say, ask the person, what's the size of your faith? Aha. Is it little? Now, little faith is not talking about the quantity of the faith. It's talking about the quality of the faith. So you can have faith that looks big, yet full of fear. The faith is little. Because the content of that faith is fear. Let me show us another attribute of little faith. Matthew chapter 14 verse 31. Matthew 14, 31. 14:31, thank you. He said, and immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand. This is about Peter. When Jesus was walking on the sea, and they thought it was a ghost. And Peter said, if you are the Christ, ask me to come. And the Bible said, Jesus said, come. Peter stood on that word and was walking on the sea. And suddenly he saw the wind and the waves. And the Bible said, Peter started sinking. And he cried out to the master. And look at what Jesus said. He said, immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore did thou, what was the last word there? That's the second attribute of little faith. Little faith is not just faith that is mixed with fear. It's faith plus doubt. Oh, you heard the word, it was powerful. Your faith is charged. But as soon as you leave the church, you see this kind of one, only Geo, then they believe this kind of thing. Are bishops. Yeah, be church member. I know she said this one is possible. This one no feel work. Remember that guy that told Elisha, he said, even if God will open the heaven by this time tomorrow, this prophecy is impossible. And Elisha said, you are going to hear, you will see, but your mouth no go shop up. May your faith not destroy your blessing. So little faith is faith with doubt. Faith plus fear plus doubt equals to little faith. So it's not how big it is. It's the content of the faith that makes it either little, productive or unproductive. So people with little faith, they come to church, they hear testimonies, they go back and ask God, God, how, when? But I know that I'm not good enough to have it anyway. They doubt the goodness of God. They doubt the greatness of God. They doubt the ability of God to bring it to pass. They hear other people's testimony and they are excited about it, but their faith is not strong enough to take hold of God by his word and to hold on to God alone. And when they are in their secret place, they doubt everything that God has told them. It makes me to remember that song we used to sing when we were small. Why didn't they sing them again? Do not doubt in the dark what you were told in the light. For the Lord who has called you has never failed at all. So in the light you receive the word, but in your secret corner you doubt. Little faith is faith, the last point, plus people's opinion. That's little faith. God has said it, you believe it. But you want to go for consultation. This is what God is telling you. Are you sure it will work? And God help you. You meet another brother whose faith is also as little as yours. The person say, eh? Those kinds of things, they work. Nobody these days. So. Maybe in those days it used to work, but this time, people don't hear. I know they happen. Brother, seek help somewhere. I pray for somebody here, your faith will not fail you. The Bible says that if your faith fails you in the day of adversity, it says small. And the second kind of faith is productive faith. Productive faith. This is a result-oriented kind of faith. Result-oriented. It's the faith that gives men good result. Good result. Matthew chapter 8 and verse 10. Quickly, please. Matthew 8 verse 10. He said, when Jesus had it, all right, you remember that man? That centurion that came to Jesus and said, please come and heal my baby. Is it my servant also? And Jesus said, I will come. And along the way, a lot of things happened. And a man turned to Jesus and said, Master, I think that should be in verse 8. Give us verse 8. He said, for I am a man under authority. Verse 8, not 9. Verse 8. Verse 8. Thank you. Yeah. He said, the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word. Everybody say, speak the word. But speak the word, and my servant shall be healed. Now give us verse 10 back. Back to verse 10. He said, when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith. No, not in Israel. Productive faith is described in scripture as great faith. Great faith. Great faith. Jesus said, I have not found so great faith. And in the next verse, Jesus said, be it unto you as you have believed it, receive it. Give us verse 11 quickly. He said, and I say unto you that many shall come. Go to verse 12. Go to verse 13. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. Productive faith is great faith. It's the faith that makes impossibility to become possible. It's the faith that turns water to wine. It's the faith that says, I will not give up. I will not surrender. I will not yield until my case is settled. That is productive faith. That is what the Bible calls great faith. That is what the Bible calls great faith. Let me show you another scripture before we wrap it up. Matthew chapter 15. Give us verse 28. We read the scripture on Sunday. Matthew 15, 28. Thank you. Say, then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee as thou willest. Great is thy faith. The woman came to Jesus with her little girl. Said, Jesus, heal my little girl. And Jesus gave her no answer. The Bible says Jesus was silent. And then the disciple went to Jesus. He said, why not send her away? She's disturbing us. And Jesus turned to the woman. He said, I came to the Lordship of Israel. How can I give the food that is meant for children and then throw it at little dogs? The woman said, even dogs eat from the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Great faith is full of humility. It's not arrogant. Even though bold, but yet humble. Even though catching God on the garment, but yet is quick to kneel and said, it is I. Have mercy on me. That is great faith. Great faith is faith that takes God by his word.
The centurion said, I know you are a man under authority. I am also a man under authority. And I know how to give command and things work. And I know that you are Jesus. I know you are the head of principalities and powers. I know you are above all. I know when you speak, demons bow. I know when you speak, witches bow. I don't need you to come under my roof. I just want you to say a word and my servant shall be healed.
Jesus described that action, great faith. You see, there are some people that sometimes they come for me for prayer. And when I say, go, it is done. God bless you. You say, Pastor, you don't want to pray for me.
So when I say, close your eye, they close. Kneel, they kneel. In the name of Jesus. Father, 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 you go.
It's not the loudness of the prayer. It is not the length of the prayer. It is the heart. And the heart has to do with faith. Because Jesus speaking in the book of Mark 11 from 23 and 24. He said, when you speak this word, when you pray, ask anything from God. He said, and you don't doubt in your heart. Doubt is in the heart. Faith is in the heart. And so the heart is the battlefield between fear, faith, and doubt. And whichever you yield to takes dominion over your life. That's why the wise man said, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Hear me, church. You cannot rise beyond your faith. You cannot succeed beyond your faith. What you believe is what will carry you in the journey of life. So you must believe right. If you need to walk right. If you're hearing me, say amen. As I wrap it up this morning, brothers and sisters, faith that produces resolve is the faith that has unshakable confidence in the validity of the word of God. It believes the word of God into two. The man says, just speak the word. Unshakable confidence in the validity of the word. If God has said it, I believe it, and that settles it. That is the faith that produces resolve. It's not mixed with doubt. It's the faith that has unwavering trust in the goodness and greatness of God. That is great faith. Unwavering trust in the goodness and the greatness of God. He believed that, look, if God is good, God will not see me and change his mind. If God is great, then there's nothing greater than God. That situation you are going through, friend, is not bigger than your God. That challenge is not greater than your God. And hear me, God's goodness supersedes your weakness. Don't know if I'm talking to somebody. God's goodness supersedes your weakness. It supersedes your deficiency. It supersedes your sin. God's goodness is above all. Say, hey, you didn't receive it. It's because of your sin and the weakness of your life. You did not serve very well. No, the Bible didn't say that. He said he maketh his sun to shine on the good and the evil. He gives his reign to both the good and the evil. Why? Because he is a good God. God is not doing it because you are perfect. God is not doing it because you are the best. God is not doing it because you are the most righteous. God is not doing it because you don't err. God is not doing it because you live a perfect life. Yes, it's important to live a holy life. Yes, it's important to walk in righteousness. Yes, it's important to fear God. But whatever God does in your life, in my life, is because God is good. Tell somebody, God is good. Amen. And God will not see you and become bad. Why will God see your own matter now and then God suddenly become bad? God that is so strong, because of you now, God become weak. No, God will not become weak. He is what he is. The Bible says he is the same yesterday, today, and one more time, he is the same yesterday, today, and the Bible speaking in Psalm 119. He said, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in. To as many that place their unwavering trust in God, the Bible said it cannot be moved. I pray for you this morning that your faith will not fail you. That in the midst of adversity, your faith will shine brighter. In the midst of trouble, your faith will shine brighter. The Bible speaking about Abraham, our father, in the book of Romans chapter 4. The Bible said that he staggered not in faith, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. I pray for you that
though the promise delay, though the breakthrough delay, though the promotion delay, though the lifting delay, your faith will not fail you in the name of Jesus. Though the answer delay, your faith will not fail. Though it looks as if the heaven is silent, your faith will not fail. I encourage you with the life of Noah. God gave Noah a word, and Noah kept to that word for 120 years. His faith did not fail him. He kept to that word that if God has spoken it, then it is surely going to come to pass. Why? Because God does not live in our time. God creates time for man, but God lives in eternity. And the Bible says, a day with him is like 1,000 days. Yes, and 1,000 years is like a day. So he is not subject to our own timing. He's subject to his own timing. If you are with me, say amen. Amen. So do not stagger in your faith. It will come to pass. Amen. Bow down your head as we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Please just pray after me. Say, Father. Are you praying? Say, Father, strengthen my faith. Just that prayer. Go ahead and talk to God. You can pray in the language of the Spirit if you can. Strengthen my faith.